Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 439 for Friday, June 17th. I'm Jade Marcus. The Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were $1 to $5 per ton stronger in early activity on Friday. The July contract was up one at $510, supported by gains in Chicago Board of Trade soy contracts. Soybeans, soy meal, and soy oil advanced in early activity, underpinned by fund and commercial buying. Overnight gains in the Malaysian palm oil market also provided some spillover support. Selling in the canola market may have been overdone on Thursday, which could add to the advances. However, strength in the Canadian dollar against its U.S. counterpart limited gains ahead of the weekend, as a stronger loonie makes canola less appealing to international buyers. Canola's technical bias is to the downside, which could pressure prices throughout the day. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all higher. Soybeans were about 7 to 17 cents per bushel stronger on Friday, with the July contract up 14 at 11.49, moving higher in overnight trading with fund and commercial buying. Losses in the U.S. dollar and gains in crude oil futures further supported prices. A weaker U.S. dollar makes the country's commodities more affordable to international buyers, while higher crude oil could spill over to biofuel markets, causing an increased amount of soybeans to be blended. Strong demand for U.S. soybeans further underpinned the market. However, Argentina's ongoing harvest limited gains on Friday. Despite crop loss due to flooding, the country will be adding to global stocks soon, which is bearish. Corn prices were about 5 to 9 cents per bushel stronger in early activity, supported by the expectation for hot, dry weather in the U.S. Midwest, which could curb yields. Strong demand for U.S. corn was another supportive feature on Friday, as Asian feed supplies have moved lower. Gains in crude oil and a weaker U.S. dollar further underpinned the market. For wheat, prices were 3 to 4 cents per bushel stronger, with the Chicago July contract at $4.55, moving higher with row crop strength. Global production concerns added to wheat's advances on Friday. Growing regions in France, Europe, Russia, and Ukraine have seen too much rain, which could curb quality. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, June 17th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.